special kinds of parties that you might have had, like when you were a child, like
Your birthday parties.
You know, if y'all went over to somebody's house, and did you ever spend the night?
Yeah, you used to spend bunking parties, slumber parties.
Okay, what kinds of records would you personally like to listen to the most, usually?
Just rock and jazz.
Okay, yeah, rock and jazz. So, I'm going to tell you some people, and you see what category now. Well, somebody like Gladys Knight and the Pips, would you call their music rock music, or would you have a separate category?
I'd classify that, if you wanted to. That'd be kind of like soul. I don't know if they still use that, but more soul and jazz instead of, well, it's rock too.
And when you mean rock,
When I think of rock,
Elton John, is that like rock?
Yeah, that's rock, but then there's like hard rock.
Hard rock, there's a question. Was there anything about life here in Little Rock that you expected me to ask about that I have not mentioned?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Anything that you can think in reference to language that, well, we've talked a lot about that anyway already, but that you've noticed about the language in Little Rock, sort of, as opposed to?
Well, as far as, I think that there's different languages for the different cultures or the different scenes, and I'm sure you know that you could talk to a black person and he can have his own language, really, and you can also talk to a person who's involved with a lot of dope and they have their own language too. You know, you have to just learn what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And
well, like in your high school, well, Alfred, your school then, since you went to St. Mary, you were pretty much with people who were pretty much like you were. You didn't have the diversity.
Not really. I would say we were mostly middle class, upper middle class, Catholic kids, you know. And there were some more poor, you know, they were not as well off. So we're all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And when I was there, when I was in high school, dope really hadn't hit the place too big or anything like that. So.
There's just a few things that. This is back to the original part of the thing. When you meet somebody during the early part of it, we're not going to get it all in one take, but there's just a little bit more. I'll have to use part of another one.
Yeah.
When you meet somebody during the early part of the day, what would you say is greeting?
Good morning.
Okay. How long was that? How long did you keep saying that until?
Till noon.
Okay. Now the part of the day that's right afternoon. Call that
afternoon.
Yeah. How far does that go?
Afternoon.
How long does that go?
To me, that goes until 6 o'clock.
Okay.
That's evening.
And then evening after that.
And night starts about 8 or 8:30.
Good.
Break it down here.
Have you ever heard anybody say good day as when they leave people?
Yeah, I've heard them say that, but not too often here.
When you leave somebody and it's after dark, what do you say?
Good night.
Okay, if a person had to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, you'd say he had to start at
dawn.
Okay, if you had to use the word sun in it.
Sunrise.
Okay. And the opposite sort of thing, if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say you worked.
Sunset.
Okay. Now, if I said, what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say the sun.
Rose.
And you might say, well, we were a little late getting out this morning. Before we got outside, the sun had already
risen.
And, okay, if today is Tuesday, then Monday was
yesterday.
And again, if today is Tuesday, then Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
If you were talking about somebody coming to see you, and they were not coming this Sunday, but the one following.
Next Sunday.
Okay, you said they were coming next. All right, and now the same thing in the past, if
last Sunday.
Okay. If somebody had stayed with you from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say they stayed about?
2 weeks.